Every neighbor was out on the sidewalk, you know, watching it.
If they come, start watering the backyard.
You remember that thing Smokey the Bear used to say? Only you. You got to prevent these fires. It's Thursday, September 5th, and this is the LA Local. Brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Mike Simpson in for Alex. Coming up, the governor says he's going to try again to do something about the gas prices, and more people are squeezing themselves into those tiny homes. But first, it is hot. We've got the heat wave. You got the AC cranked. When we get these heat waves, we usually see the fires. And John Baird is in Pacoima talking to a woman who's had her home threatened a few times now near the 118 and the 210.
And so when the flames came up yesterday, were you thinking, uh-oh, here we go?
Yes, we actually came out to see what way they were going, but they were going the opposite. So we were like, fine. No, we were, even the neighbors are already like, if they come, start watering the backyard, the top of the houses, because you never know.
What, back in the day when you had that one big fire, I'm thinking of like 10, 12 years ago, I think,
yes.
Something, right? So what did you guys do during the fire?
We were just, like I said, watering the back. And then the firemen actually came through here. And if you see, they broke our back fence. It's still like that. It hasn't even got fixed.
So they went back there and they saved your home?
Yes, they did.
Wow. So you never left?
No, well, my parents never did. I did, but they live here. But I'm still concerned because there's a lot of dry, and we've been trying to get the city to come and clean it out.
Oh, okay. So
yes.
You're trying to get someone to clean up the brush back.
Yes.
There.
After school, do the kids usually have practice, maybe some games? A lot of those have been postponed or canceled because of the hot weather. That's actually a change from a few years back when they'd go on kind of hot or not. Dr. Jeff Davies, an ER doctor at Dignity Health St. John's, that's in Oxnard. He says he's glad to see the switch, and we're not just seeing the elderly people get affected by the heat anymore, but actually more of the young athletes, because they're out there pushing hard, and one problem is they often don't know they're getting sick till it's too late.
The individual themselves doesn't even realize that, because the symptoms may be vague, headache, nausea, just muscle weakness, more shortness of breath. They think it may be just part of the process. And really, it takes sometimes someone outside looking in, a coach, a parent, et cetera, another teammate, kind of recognize like, hey, you don't look so good, and to remind them.
You know the keys to hydrate, right? They always tell you that, but not just during the game. You got to start hours before.
A lot of people forget the importance of pre-hydrating, just like if you're a long-distance athlete, marathon runner, cycler, it's that night before and several hours before that are just as important of getting your body ready for the event. I'm not saying you need to prepare a week before, but even a couple hours before would really make a huge benefit.
He says if you're going to be out there for more than an hour, switch over to something with the electrolytes, like a sports drink. If you want to go to the beach to cool down, a couple more of these in LA County added to the list of those that are closed because the bacterial levels are too high. Health Department says 100 yards in either direction of the windward storm drain at Venice Beach off limits. And then the entire area, Outer Cabrillo and San Pedro, so stay away. The number is now 12 of these beaches. We got the list, knxnews.com. You want to get your COVID vaccine? Taking a little longer than expected for some of the pharmacies around here to get the new and improved ones for fall or now the end of summer. Some of the big chains, CVS and Walgreens, they've got their doses. They're putting shots into arms. But a lot of the smaller ones, the independent pharmacies, say they have had delays in their shots getting here. Some of them are thinking the vaccine makers are giving preference to the big guys. The companies say no. By the way, at the end of the month, you can order some more of those free COVID testing kits from the government. All right, update now on Rancho Palos Verdes, where some of these homes either have the gas and power shut off, both of them, or just the power shut off because of the land movement. State of emergency now from the governor. That finally happened. The mayor is telling our Natalie Tavidian they're still trying to get more individual help for people who need the solar or generators because it's so expensive. And then they're also talking to private companies like Tesla.
After the city reached out to Tesla Energy a few weeks ago, within 3 days of sending a letter to billionaire Elon Musk, the company contacted Rancho Palos Verdes. Some senior execs and several of its engineers within a week and a half set up a lengthy meeting with Rancho Palos Verdes Mayor John Cruickshank.
In regards to what would be the potential right solution. And then yesterday they presented me with some ideas in which each home could have power back by utilizing batteries and solar systems. And also they talked about different financing options and different ways in which we can make this work for not just the residents, but the city as well.
The next step would be to set up a presentation with the city manager, the team, to figure out if it's the right course. The mayor says a lot of other private companies have reached out to the city to present energy solutions. It all comes down to the viability, availability, and who provides the city with the best best option in getting homes back up and running.
Let's talk about gas prices. Looks more likely now there's going to be one of those special sessions with the lawmakers in Sacramento to talk about limiting gas price spikes, or at least trying to. Gavin Newsom, the governor, says he wants this because people have been getting gouged for a long time.
How dumb do we want to continue to be? To be played as fools, which they've been doing for decades and decades. Billions and billions of dollars. Hardworking folks being fleeced by the greed of these oil companies. These price spikes go directly in their pocket.
He says just five of the oil companies, they control 90% of the refineries, and they can easily manipulate the price of gas by shutting them down for maintenance, quote unquote, that cuts the gas supplies. Maybe maintenance that isn't really needed. He wants the lawmakers to force them to store more extra gas in California to prevent the supply cuts when those refineries are shut down for the maintenance. In LA's Lafayette Square.
It's a historical area, and we just want to keep it preserved as that.
Lots of people upset about this proposed metro project. Would run under their homes, would extend the K line further north to connect Hollywood and Crenshaw. Meeting with the metro officials yesterday, people telling KCAL News they don't like this at all.
I'm, what, 20 feet away from the train, the tunnel going under my house? It's not fair. It's very, very not only inconvenient, it's very troublesome.
So they're worried there in Lafayette Square that digging the tunnel under those homes is going to damage them. Metro officials are promising that's not going to happen. They say the tunnel is going to be so deep underground the people above wouldn't hear anything or even feel anything under their feet. If you've tried to buy a home around here, you know how tough it is, and that has more people considering the really small stuff, the tiny homes, under 500 square feet.
The median home price in the greater Los Angeles area is $1 million. That really is an affordability crisis, and you know, the most expensive part is land, and so the greater density that you can get on a parcel of land, the more you're going to be able to bring down the costs of those, and so you're seeing courtyard-style homes, tiny homes.
Kendall Garrison with Amplify Credit Union. His group funds some of those tiny homes.
You know, depending on whose estimates you listen to, we're between 3 and 5 million housing units short.
There's a new study shows 73% of Americans now would consider living in a tiny home. Among those investing in the very small spots, more than half of them say they're using it all the time. That's the primary residence. Quick break, and then we're going to go to the port, and then we're going to go to the beach. Oh, the Port of L.A., massive. Have you ever seen those ships come in? Really cool to see. You ever been able to get up close? You can. Some of the boat tours are starting up again.
Free boat tours of the L.A. Harbor are back September 14th.
Almost nearly 40% of the goods that come into the United States come in from through this port complex. Everything from furniture to what you're wearing to electronics and televisions. Comes through here, and it's really it's an economic engine down here that a lot of people in Los Angeles don't really get to see up close, which is why we're doing this.
The Port of LA's Philip Sandfield says they've teamed up with Harbor Breeze Cruises to take you out into the harbor to see the ships, cranes, bridge, and wildlife.
They're going to run about 50 minutes each. And really, it's a great way to see America's busiest container port.
And there are special tours where you can bring your well-trained and socialized pooch along. They will leave from the Banning Landing Community Center in Wilmington and from 6th and Harbor in San Pedro.
That's Karen Adams. And speaking of well-trained, socialized pooches.
All right, Carson! All right!
Yeah, that's not Carson the kid on that board. That's Carson the surf dog. On my podcast, we call it Do You Work Here. We got a surf dog instructor this week. Seems like a very LA thing, right? You ever seen these dogs, little life jackets on them, wearing the goggles and coming in with the waves? Carson's kind of famous.
All his accolades or accomplishments are on his website, but yeah, he's gotten a lot of first places in the surf competitions up and down the West Coast. They used to be in Imperial Beach, California, Del Mar, California, here in Huntington.
So that's his instructor, right? She teaches the other dogs how to do it too. So some of the people just want the Instagram pics because, you know, it's Fido's birthday. That's okay too. Do You Work Here, wherever you found this pod, you're going to find that one. We had fun. The LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Like and follow and do all that stuff. We'll see you tomorrow.